Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabein, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 35 found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 35 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 13 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 35. In this question, the student is given a table with values for X and Y, but the Y values are missing. The student is asked to complete the table to create a linear pattern, and then to write an equation that represents the relationship between X and Y in the table. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response has the Y value of 2 when the X value is 1, the Y value of 3 when X is 2, the Y value of 4 when X is 3, and the Y value of 5 when X is 4. The correct equation that matches the linear pattern is Y equals X plus 1. Since no Y values are given in the table, a wide range of other valid answers is accepted. It is important when scoring this question that you make sure to check that the table values represent the equation given. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 15. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This student has completed the table correctly and has provided an equation that correctly matches the table values. Remember, any linear equation and corresponding table values can receive a score point 2. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is a score point 1. In this response, the table values are correct. However, an expression instead of the equation 5x plus y is provided on the answer line. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is also a score point 1 response. The table is only partially correct because the top Y value should be 11, not 10. However, the equation is correct, which is enough to receive partial credit. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is another score point 1. In this response, the student has correctly completed the table to show a linear relationship but has not provided an equation. If only the table is completed correctly, the response can only receive a score of 1. The last guide paper for this equation is a score point 0. In this paper, no values have been added to the table. However, an equation is provided. Holistically, an equation without some correct table values is not sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Please take a moment to review these 5 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 35, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 35. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the Range Finding Committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 36. In this response, the table values are correct. However, an expression rather than an equation is provided on the answer line. The answer should include equals y after the 2. This response receives a score point 1. Next is practice set 37. In this paper, the table is completed correctly, and the function of x is a correct equation to represent the relationship between x and y. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. Let's move on to practice set 38. In this paper, the use of x to the second power in the equation does not create a linear pattern and is a conceptual error. The table values correctly follow this conceptual error. According to scoring policy number 10, a response with a conceptual error can only receive 50% of the maximum score. Therefore, this response only receives a score point 1. In practice set 39, the table values for y are correct. However, the equation is incorrect because it does not include y. Since this is not a show your work question, and the student has not referenced the work below the answer line, it cannot be considered when scoring. This response only receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 40. In this response, the y values in the table are correct and satisfy the equation x equals y. Therefore, this paper earns a score point 2. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.